With an oversupply of natural gas in the country, Alaska is exploring the construction of a relatively small, low-pressure gas line within the state's borders, while still holding out hope for a much larger project should prices improve. Dan Fauske is the president of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, or AGDC. He spoke to Sitka's Chamber of Commerce last week about when and where Alaskans may see gas. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The AGDC is the latest attempt by the state to put something, anything, together to promote the construction of a gas line from the North Slope. The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation was established by the legislature in 2010 to explore in-state options for gas, while a more high-profile effort, Governor Sarah Palin's Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act, or AGIA, was trying to connect North Slope gas to markets in the lower 48 through a gas line in Canada. Earlier this year, Governor Parnell announced that the state and TransCanada had called it quits, putting an end to AGIA. Now, the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation is the only game in town, and Dan Fauske knows this game has been played time and time again.
We have a plaque in our office that says Fairbanks to get gas, and it's from the 1954 Daily News Miner. So this debate's been going on a while.
The problem is economic. Natural gas is sold in volumes of 1,000 cubic feet at a price right now somewhere between $3 and $4. To sell gas, it has to be delivered in pressurized pipelines or be supercooled and liquefied. If you're close to the gas, it can be a great deal. The city of Anchorage has been served for decades by low-cost gas from oil refineries next door in Cook Inlet. On the North Slope, where the state has vast reserves of natural gas, Fauske says it's considered a byproduct.
For years, the gas at Prudhoe Bay has been reinjected into the ground and forces the oil out. The petroleum engineers will tell you that we've looked at this gas three or four times. They've recycled it.
The AGDC is exploring a 700-mile gas line from Prudhoe Bay to Nikiski, which would be about 100 miles shorter than a gas line to Valdez, where the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline terminates. There are two options on the table: a 36-inch low-pressure pipeline that would carry so-called lean gas, or gas ready for delivery directly to consumers. The other option is a 42-inch pipeline delivering much higher volumes of gas under much higher pressure. The smaller pipeline would cost almost $8 billion and serve primarily Alaskans. The larger pipeline would cost $65 billion and supply Alaska and the global export market. The big three oil producers, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and BP, and even TransCanada, would partner with the state in the big pipeline if it ever pencils out. Fauske says this is a big if.
Oil companies are not charged with taking care of the Alaskan citizens. Oil companies do things for their shareholders. And I'm not defending, I'm just saying no one's going to invest in this kind of project so that 700,000 Alaskans can get a benefit. I mean, the reality is they do things for their shareholders. The irony is that the Alaska Permanent Fund is a huge shareholder of Exxon stock. I mean, so people get in mind that, well, they should have done this. Well, it's been looked at 30 times.
The state invested $355 million in the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation to perform the preliminary engineering and design for the smaller gas line called the Alaska Standalone Pipeline, which will take about 2 years. Fauske believes that sometime in that window, the two projects will meld and the state will ultimately have a 10% stake in a gas line that is operational by 2020. Fauske spent 18 years as the director of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation before taking over AGDC. He was on Governor Palin's AGIA team, which he says was a good idea when gas was at $10. His expertise is in finance. The discovery of shale gas in the northern plains of the U.S. undermined AGIA, but Fauske believes this new gas line strategy, based on revenue bonds, is a workable solution for the state's energy needs, as well as the largest construction project in the country. But he says gas is nothing akin to the discovery of oil on the North Slope.
Oil is king. Gas gives us security. But gas will never, from a revenue standpoint, replace oil.
Asked by a member of the chamber audience to give odds on which gas line would be built, Fauske pointed to the radio microphone and TV camera and declined. Instead, he quoted a line from the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, and said, something wonderful's going to happen. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.